with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says Pam Bondi is out as his attorney general. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Word of Bondi being ousted as the nation's top law enforcement officer comes amid multiple media reports that the president had become increasingly frustrated with her job performance. People familiar with the matter say he was unhappy with Bondi's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files and hurdles that the Justice Department had encountered in investigations into Donald Trump's perceived enemies. The New York Times reports that Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, a Trump loyalist, will be the acting AG. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bondi's defenders have said she worked to refocus the department to better tackle illegal immigration and violent crime. In a nationwide address last night, President Trump sounded a positive note about the war with Iran.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
Economic analyst Matthew Continetti says swings in the financial markets are to be expected.
I think the markets are taking in a lot of different information. I think they see some ships getting by.
But even as the discussions on a possible ceasefire are underway, Iran is acting defiant. It's already launched a new barrage of missile attacks.
Iran has responded to President Donald Trump's address to Americans on the war with new missile attacks targeting Israel and the Gulf Arab states, underlining Tehran's insistence that it rejects Washington's outreach for a ceasefire while maintaining its grip on the Strait of Hormuz. Britain Thursday plans to hold a call with nearly three dozen countries about how to reopen the strait, through which 20% of all oil and natural gas traded passes in peacetime. The call will discuss diplomatic and political measures that could restore shipping once the fighting's over. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is SRN News. Attacks on Christians in Nigeria are surging.
Muslim terrorists are targeting believers in the African nation during Holy Week. Two separate attacks killed dozens on Palm Sunday. Christians have been the target of Islamic terror groups in Nigeria for decades, and the death toll numbers in the tens of thousands. President Trump has led an international effort to get the Nigerian government to address the problem, even launching airstrikes on terrorist base camps in recent months. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President J.D. Vance has a new book about his religious faith coming out. HarperCollins publishers say the book is called Communion, Finding My Way Back to Faith. It comes out June 16th. Vance says the book explains how he went from atheism to Catholicism, linking the change to finding purpose. The announcement is likely to ramp up speculation. The vice president is thinking about seeking the presidency in 2028. This is SRN News. Forecasters say a warm, dry winter in the mountains of Colorado does not bode well for the drought-stricken West this summer.
This is our worst snow year on record in Colorado.
Maureen Gutch is a hydrologist with the Department of Agriculture, conducting a snow survey in a section of the Rocky Mountains considered the headwaters of the Colorado River.
This is our third site of the day. First site that had any snow.
And that could mean water shortages, not only for Colorado, but much of the West.
From our soils, agriculture, drinking water, all of that depends on snow.
I'm Ben Thomas.
A company in eastern China is using an artificial intelligence-powered machine to sort clothing and boost recycling. It offers a glimpse into how AI could help to reduce the impact of synthetic textile waste. The FactSort textile machine named one of Time magazine's best inventions of 2025. More on these stories at srnnews.com.